Corey Harris wants to redefine the blues.
See the bees coming rolling with his wheel. Red, blue lights flashing, 3-4 clips. Make me feel like a fugitive on the run.
Corey Harris grew up in Colorado, listening to his family's old records of black musicians. He taught French in Louisiana and absorbed the music of New Orleans. He also studied for a year in Africa. Harris has returned to that continent again and again. He says the more he travels, the more his music changes.
I like to call my music diaspora rock. I'm looking at my people who are black around the world and seeing what unites us musically and trying to express that as a black American.
Harris is 33 years old. He began his career exploring traditional blues. The great masters were gray-haired men with weathered faces or gravelly voices on scratchy old LPs. On his first album, 6 years ago, he sounded hauntingly like them. On your first album, there's a song, Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning.
Right.
Beautiful blues traditional song. Mm. And you did it in a beautiful way. And listening to you sing it, almost, I mean, people that I've played that for who did not know who you were thought it was an old man singing it.
Oh, wow.
Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp. See what my Lord of them wears.
When I first did the song, I was influenced by Mississippi Fred McDowell's version. He's passed on, but a great elder blues player that I never met.
You did the same song again on your new album, Down Home Sophisticate.
Mm-hmm.
Only this time it's electrified.
Mm-hmm.
And you sing it very differently, and it's a very, very different song.
You know, over the years, I was more drawn to playing electric, and that tune just seemed to me to want to be expressed in another way. Because when you're playing acoustic, you can have force, but your forcefulness is in the reserve that you add to the music. You can't really bang on an acoustic. It only takes so much. Whereas with electric and you're playing with other people and it's amplified, you're really able to take it to a higher level.
Down home sophisticated.
Now, you started with music that was absolutely based in the roots of blues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in your more recent albums, you're moving away from that and mixing in other things. What are you trying to do now?
Well, you know, I think I'm just trying to stay in the tradition, you know, because, you know, I've listened to a lot of old records, blues and jazz. And my opinion is when black folks make music, we're making music for the moment. And we're recording what is going on at that time. And then we move on. There's very little nostalgia. Today's blues is hip-hop. You know, you listen to cats like, I don't know, CeeLo from the Goody Mob or Outkast or Trick Daddy, someone like that. What they're doing is taking the blues and making it contemporary. I'm trying to do that too. I think the new things that I add to the music that I already knew was different rhythms, different ways of describing things, that is, using different languages to describe things. Because I'm trying to talk not only to my people who like the blues, whatever, roots music over here in the States, but people all over the world. So I'm trying to really bring together a lot of different things that I think already fit well, but I'm trying to convince other people that they do.
Corey Harris sings in English, but in his latest release, some of the lyrics slide into something different.
He better never flop. He did talk nasty from up.
That means her belly is never full, and she'll sweet-talk you. Harris is singing about a greedy woman, and he sings about her in a patois, a mix of languages. When he means too much trouble, he sings too much palava. He learned that word while living in Cameroon, where the local dialect draws from African and European languages. Nobody teaches that patois in a classroom, so Harris studied it by hanging out in bars and listening to locals.
Even the English words, the meaning has been changed around. For example, if you're looking for something, they use the word find, and when you found it, you've looked it. If you wanted to say girlfriend, often they say cool hot, which means someone who cools your heart, someone who calms you. They've taken, over the centuries, taken the language and used it and bent it to mean different things.
Vraiment, vraiment. Je te jure. Je dis la vérité, hein. Et ma soeur, écoute.
I'm always studying music and I'm thinking about it and I'm in my travels trying to encounter the music that moves me. And not only black music, but whatever music moves me, I'm trying to get into it and learn about it.
What are you learning about right now?
I just came back from Mali about a month ago. So right now I'm really kind of on a high checking out this Malian music. At the same time, I've been listening to Bach, the violin sonatas.
So we're going to hear violins on your next album, you think?
No, not like that. You might hear some violin, but it'll probably be more on the fiddle side.
Which one of them want me to not tease you before two? Sister Rose, which one of them can you believe? Which one of them want me to not tease you before two?
Corey Harris's latest release is Down Home Sophisticate.